This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The confirmation hearings continue today in Washington, D.C. Nominee for Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, a Republican congressman from Montana and former Navy SEAL, will be on Capitol Hill, but he's not expected to face much, if any, opposition. But Betsy DeVos, on the other hand, the nominee for Secretary of Education, is a different story.
All the parents want is greater choice for their children. The more choices we have, the more competition we have, but also the better product or the better learning opportunity for the kids.
You might say Secretary of Education nominee Betsy DeVos, speaking there on Fox News in 2014, has arrived. As a member of the founding families to the Amway fortune in Michigan, the DeVos and Van Andel names were unknown to the Republican establishment of Gerald Ford, who ruled Western Michigan until Ford became president after Nixon resigned over the Watergate scandal. But gradually, the Amway wealth grew, and the DeVos name and money and brand of social conservatism pushed out the old guard of Gerald Ford moderates, and today Betsy DeVos and her husband are billionaire philanthropists who have donated millions to the Republican National Committee and to the campaigns of more than a dozen lawmakers who will vote on whether or not to confirm her as Secretary of Education. DeVos's hearing was actually postponed while the Office of Government Ethics reviewed her financial background. But the question is Betsy DeVos ready to take the national stage? Dr. James Gunner, president and chief executive of the National Charter Schools Institute based in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, has worked with Betsy DeVos for over 20 years. And he says, absolutely yes.
She's got a bold vision for kids, and I think it's going to be great for our country.
Has she been an adversary to the organized teachers' unions and other institutions in education in Michigan?
Well, they're certainly not a fan of hers, but she stands for the students. She stands for the parents. She believes in empowering them with information so that they can choose the best school for their child. And that does cause some enemies from time to time.
Now, does the charter school movement represent a solution nationally, or is it the kind of thing that really will only work in pockets of communities and that the broad population of students remains in a public school setting?
Well, the great thing about charter schools is they are public schools. There's millions of students that are attending them by choice. The vast majority of charter schools are serving students in urban areas, but they also are serving them in rural. They're serving them in back-to-basics approaches to high-tech, to innovative personalized learning. That's the great thing about the charter school idea, is it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a strategy that's in motion and is adapting to the needs of students.
Do you think she is an eventual advocate of vouchers for all parents and all families in America?
Well, she's certainly been an advocate for vouchers. She believes that parents should have the right to pick which schools best fit for their kid. Now, that's a big question on a national basis. In Michigan, for example, we've got a constitutional amendment that prohibits vouchers. But she stands by her fundamental beliefs, which are choices for parents and students and teachers are a good thing. And I think that's one of the things that are really going to surprise people. She is going to be a champion for teachers, teachers that want to be professionals, teachers that want to be recognized for their talents. They're going to find a champion in Betsy DeVos.
Does she want this job?
I think this is one of those jobs that when you're where Betsy DeVos is, it's a job you don't have to take. But you want to take it because she is dedicated to giving both her time, her talent, and her treasure. And I think she sees this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make a big difference for our kids and our country.
How does it complicate her confirmation hearing? Do you think that she's a contributor to so many of the Senate campaigns of the individuals who will be voting on her confirmation?
Well, that's what the process is about, and there's all the disclosures that have to be filled, and somebody with her experience in travel and financial giving is certainly going to cause people to do some work up front. But I think what they're going to find is you've got somebody who puts her money where her mouth is and that she's been for kids.
And Betsy DeVos has children. Is that right?
She does. And grandchildren.
And did they attend public schools or private schools?
They were in private schools. And I think one of the things that you'll see is that while she's had that opportunity, she believes that if that's the choice other parents want to make, they should have that opportunity as well. But the great thing about America is that it's a system of choice. And there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. And I think that's what you're going to find in Betsy, is somebody that is going to embrace the American idea, and she's going to let parents choose what's the best fit for their kids.
Dr. James Gunner is president and chief executive of the National Charter Schools Institute, based in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is the Betsy DeVos mission to invest in charter schools as part of a national education policy a significant departure from the policies of the Obama years? Is she likely to want to return to some of the changes enacted under the George W. Bush administration? We go now to Diane Ravitch, who's a research professor and historian of education at NYU and former assistant secretary of education under President George H.W. Bush. Diane, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think is going on here? Is Betsy DeVos, in your view, an ideologue, someone who wants to improve charter schools? There were certainly charter schools under the Obama administration.
Well, let me just be clear that there are, of all the children in this country, about 85% of them are in public schools. 10% have always gone to either private or religious schools, and they're about 6% in charter schools. So she's a champion for the 6%. She's also a dedicated enemy of public schools. She doesn't like public schools. She uses her vast fortune, which is somewhere north of $5 billion, to underwrite the campaigns of people who are in favor of vouchers and charters. And charters, by the way, are not public schools. They're privately managed schools that get public money. And they have, on the whole, not been better than public schools. Detroit is now overrun with charter schools thanks to the DeVos money and its influence over the legislature. And Detroit is the single lowest performing urban district in the country.
So is it, excessively paranoid or conspiratorial to think that this is the culmination of a lifelong mission to really take the national stage and enact these changes from coast to coast?
Well, I can't say it's a lifelong mission, but certainly Betsy DeVos and her husband Dick DeVos, who own the Amway Corporation, have spent many years working towards vouchers. They sponsored a referendum in Michigan in the year 2000 to change the state constitution to allow vouchers, and it went down to a resounding defeat, 69-31. They have promoted vouchers. She has had an organization called the American Federation for Children, which is devoted solely to vouchers and charters and opposed to public education. She is the most dangerous anti-public education person ever nominated to be Secretary of Education.
How can you be anti-public education? I mean, it's such a huge investment. You can't dump public education. I mean, she's only talking about 6% of students in charter schools.
It's 6% now, but she would like to see, her vision is for all children either to be in a religious school with money paid by the public or in a charter school with private management with no accountability and no regulation. That's exactly what's happened in Michigan. And I might add that over the past 15 years, Michigan has gone from being in the middle of the pack on national tests to near the bottom of the pack under these choice policies.
What does it mean that her children went to private schools?
Well, you have to understand that she has no experience in public education whatever. She went to religious schools. Her children went to religious schools. She's never been a teacher or an administrator or a volunteer. She's never done anything that relates to public schools. She is she's an evangelical, essentially, but an evangelical with $5 billion and a great interest in eliminating public education.
But is her idea of choice wrong? I mean, from her perspective, I chose to send my kids to these schools. I had the financial wherewithal to do that. That's choice. Why can't everybody have that choice?
Because it's a great fraud. The reality is that there will never be enough public money to send your children to the school that Betsy DeVos sent her children to. You will get, under her ideas, and all of the public voucher schemes are so small, they're like $5,000, $7,000, so that what has happened in states that do have vouchers is that the results are very bad. There has never been a voucher study that shows that kids in voucher schools outperform kids in public schools. The charter schools do not, on the whole, outperform public schools. And there is no high-performing nation in the world that has this free market approach to its education program. So it's a failed idea, and the whole goal here is that of a free market ideologue and a religious zealot, and that's to weaken public schools, because every dollar that goes to a charter school, every dollar that goes to a religious school in a voucher, that comes right out of the public education budget. There is no increase in funding for charters and vouchers. It is a method of disabling and crippling public education.
You expect her to get confirmed?
Well, considering that 10 of the 12 Republican senators who will be considering her nomination have received DeVos funding, I would expect she will be confirmed. I've been fighting against it because I think she's going to be a disaster for our public schools, which have been always a very fundamental part of this democracy, is that public schools are open to everyone. I mean, in the nature of school choice, the schools choose. They don't take the kids with disabilities. They don't take the kids who are English language learners. They take the kids they want to take. In public education, the school is responsible, or the school system is responsible, to educate every single child who applies, regardless of whether or not they speak English, regardless of their handicap. She has also, by the way, given money to Mitch McConnell. It's hard to find a Republican senator she has not given money to. I don't think she was doing this in order to get confirmed. It was really in order to strengthen her hold on the Republican Party, but to strengthen her as a national voice for eliminating and destroying and weakening public education.
Diane Ravitch is research professor of education at NYU and historian of education, former assistant secretary of education in the President George H.W. Bush administration. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's your preference in education? Charter schools, voucher programs, public schools? On Facebook, Chris writes, the kids currently attending a neighborhood charter school, luck by way of a lottery drawing, and so far so good. Biggest difficulty holding on to quality teachers, as charter school teachers' income seem to be lower than that of regular school teachers.
My name is Jessica Epstein from Tucson, Arizona. I think public schools should be the first priority because the majority of people rely on local schools accessible by bus in their neighborhood.
My name is Jill, and I'm calling from Jamestown, Rhode Island. I'm not sure whether the debate should be between charter schools or public schools, but I do think that we need to restructure our school system. High school seems to be a bit of a waste, regardless of which side you're on. I think we need to focus our restructuring on applied programming and technical skills. It would be great if we could provide real jobs for people leaving high school.
Provo, Utah. I think charter schools are a great mix of public school accessibility and homeschooling customization and quality. It allows people to choose what quality they want to focus on for their children. Nyack, New York. America's top priority should be improving education from birth to age 5. This has been shown to produce the best bang for the buck. Studies have shown that high-quality preschools can increase a person's earning capacity later in life. Call us at 877-8MYTAKE. Or comment on our Facebook page.